Good morning, Rekhim Chayodim, Klal Nundalad Simindalad. Now the Chayodim deals with the situation where at the beginning of the meal, he did not plan to have a shear which would be Mechai of him, Natil Sudayim, Hamotzi, and benching. And then during the middle of the meal, he changed his mind and decided to have some more. So what's the halacha in that situation? So we could envision two scenarios. One scenario is where the amount, he changes his mind mid-meal and decides to have more possible bekistin. How much more does he plan to have? So he could plan to have an amount which in and of itself is a shear, which would be chayiv in the Til Sudaim, Hamotzi, and benching. Or he could have in mind an amount which would be enough in the aggregate, in the total amount that he ate, what he ate up to this point, not intending to have more, and what he eats now, together will be enough that he has to bench, but will not be enough in and of itself that we'd have to wash and say motzi and bench on it. So let's say for argument's sake that we say the shear of eating pasobakistan, which is chayiv in Natil Sudaim, Hamotzi, and benching, is the equivalent of 8 slices of bread. Let's say we say that that's so. It's probably less than that. And he already only planned to have 4. So he didn't wash, he didn't say Hamotzi, he wasn't planning to bench. Now he's had 4 slices. You know, I want a little more. So he says, I'm going to have 8 more slices. So he would have to wash at that point in time, say Hamotzi, and bench. He doesn't plan to have 8 more slices. He plans to have 4 more slices. So what's the halacha in that situation? Or he plans to have 2 more slices. What's the halacha in that situation? Now, b'filim ochel kvar ma'atz v'nimuch lechol kadei sviya. A person ate a little already, and now he decides he's going to have the amount which will be kadei sviya, which would allow him to therefore reach a point where he's chayv the bench. Sorach the hil sidaim v'amotzi brechos amazon. Av main v'daytol atol lecho ela ma'atz, af agav de ben akol yia kashir shivorach achor av brechos amazon. So if he plans to eat from this point onwards, his first case, the amount which he would be enough of its own kadei sviya, so he has to stop, wash his hands, he has to say motzi, and he has to bench. But if the amount which he plans to eat from this point onwards is a small amount, it's not enough in its of itself to be chayiv in washing, hamotzi, and benching, but it will be in the total, avogav de ben akol yikashiri. It's going to be the full amount, and therefore he will have to bench when he completes that amount, because he ate in the total an amount which is kadei sviya. But since the amount he's going to be eating from this point onwards is not a total of enough of it to make a meal out of it of itself, he does not need to wash, say amotzi. He will bench, but he does not need to wash and say amotzi. So, in our example again, if he plans to eat 8 slices from this point onwards, he washes, says amotzi, and he benches. If he plans to eat 4 slices from this point onwards, he would bench at the end, but he would not wash and say amotzi. Now, the next question, which is, does he have to say anything? He planned to only have 4. And now he plans to have another 4. So he's changing his mind mid-meal. So what's the halacha? If a person starts out planning to only have a little bit, and then he changes his mind mid-meal, mid-eating, and decides to have more. So does he need to make a new bracha or not? So we have to answer this question by discussing that in general, and discussing why this situation might actually be different than the average case. So, Beis Hashem, in the next year, we will address that point. And meanwhile, have a good day.